This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Police in the Canadian capital, Ottawa, on Wednesday started warning truck drivers blockading the downtown core that they should leave or face arrest. It was part of a crackdown meant to end a three-week-old protest over COVID-19 restrictions. Federal Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino blamed extremist groups for helping to organize protests in Ottawa and at U.S. border crossings, and repeated suggestions that some actors wanted to overthrow the Liberal government. Police in the province of Alberta this week arrested 13 people linked to a border blockade and seized their guns. Four members of the group have been charged with conspiracy to commit murder. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Monday invoked the Little Used Emergencies Act, giving Canada's Liberal government more power to end the protest. The United States and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Wednesday that Russia is boosting its military buildup and encircling much of Ukraine, despite Moscow's claims that it is withdrawing some troops. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters, quote, more Russian forces, not fewer, are on the border, and they're moving concerningly into fighting positions. In Brussels, at a meeting of NATO defense ministers, Stoltenberg said, so far, we have not seen any de-escalation on the ground. On the contrary, it appears that Russia continues its military buildup. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki told reporters, quote, we're in the window where we believe an attack could come at any time. NATO on Wednesday ordered its commanders to draft plans for new battle groups in the alliance's southeastern flank. You can find more on this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. African and Western leaders met in Paris on Wednesday night to start fleshing out plans for how to continue fighting Islamist militants in the Sahel region once France and its European partners begin pulling out of Mali. Reuters news agency is reporting that an announcement on the withdrawal of France's operation and the European Takuba Special Forces from Mali would be made ahead of a European Union-Africa summit in Brussels on Thursday. The decision follows a deterioration in French relations with Mali after its military junta reneged on a deal to organize elections in February. Instead, the military proposed holding power until 2025. Mali has also accepted a deployment of Russian private military contractors. Some European countries say that move is incompatible with their mission. Successive coups in Mali, Chad, and Burkina Faso, all ex-French colonies, have weakened France's West African alliances, embolden jihadists who control large swaths of territory, and open the door for Russia to fill the vacuum. Diplomats warn that spiraling violence could give fresh impetus to migration from West Africa to Europe. Rights group Amnesty International said in a report Wednesday that Tigrayan fighters in Ethiopia committed war crimes and possible crimes against humanity as they withdrew from Ethiopia's Amhara region. Amnesty said fighters affiliated with the Tigray People's Liberation Front last year killed scores of Ethiopian civilians in northern Amhara region. It also said they looted property and gang-raped women and girls as young as age 14. Amnesty said the Tigrayan forces committed the atrocities around Chenna and Kobo last August and September after taking control of the areas. The rights group says interviews with survivors indicate the Tigrayan forces were acting in revenge against Amhara militias that were fighting alongside Ethiopian federal forces to push them back. VOA could not reach the TPLF for comment about Amnesty's accusations. But in a tweet Wednesday, TPLF spokesman Geta Chereda said, we take the allegations seriously and will hold anyone involved responsible. At least five people were killed in Somalia Wednesday when al-Shabaab militants attacked several police stations and security checkpoints in and around Somalia's capital city, Mogadishu. Police spokesman said the attacks targeted police stations and checkpoints in Qaada and the Dar es Salaam suburb in the city's outskirts. Somali National TV reported five people were killed, including two children. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.